Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with some special bonus coverage of The Amazing Race, and we're going to speak with the reigning Amazing Race champions, Amy and Maya, here on some Monday night Amazing Race coverage with Jessica Leese and myself. But before we get to tonight's episode, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at True Car, because when you're making a big purchase, like buying a new car, you would like to have a transparent buying process, a process that gives you the confidence to know that you're getting a fair deal, a sweet process, if I might. And to really understand the power of transparency, you need to check out the True Car and True Car mobile app. Because with True Car, not only can you configure the car the way and how you want it, but you can also see what others are paying for the same car you're looking for down to the zip code. So you know what you could expect to pay for the car you want. Pretty transparent. So once you decide on the car you want, lock in the guaranteed savings on average over $3,000 MSRP. Then you'll be connected to a trusted True Car certified dealer that will honor your savings without negotiation. So when you're ready for a new transparent car buying experience, save time, save money, never overpay. Download the True Car app today. Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome back to some special coverage of Amazing Race 26. We're here live on a Monday night with a special Google Hangout with your Amazing Race reigning champions. Let's bring in, here they are. It's Amy and Maya, the sweet scientists.
Woo! Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for having us. Rob has a podcast.
Yes.
Here.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. And of course, our own sweet Amazing Race correspondent is with us as well. Jessica Leese. Jessica, how are you?
I'm excellent, Rob. I'm very, very excited to get to talk to Amy and Maya.
Yes, I'm surrounded by so many smart women tonight.
That's a good thing, Rob. That's a very good thing.
That's a good thing. And so we are here live on Monday night here on robisthewebsite.com. We've got the chat room open. We're going to be taking your tweets here with Amy and Maya, hashtag RHAP. And then also on our YouTube channel at robisthewebsite.com/YouTube. Big Amazing Race week. We had a 2-hour Amazing Race on Friday. I just finished my exit interview earlier today with Allie and Steve. Jess, have you heard from Allie and Steve yet on my exit interview?
No, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. It didn't show up in the feed until I left work, but I'm very excited to hear what they have to say. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Still dating, by the way. Yes.
Then they're beating the curve.
All right. Now, Amy and Maya, they were the last standing Amazing Race team that was not in a relationship that we've seen on the Amazing Race all the way back from last season.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It was also a lot of couples.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so what is it like being an Amazing Race team that's not a couple? What's that like? We don't even know anymore.
I think it's easier to be an Amazing Race team that's not in an emotional romantic type relationship, because we don't have any kind of like pre-existing
I think we're less
history with
prone
each other
to arguments, you know, we're
it's
just
easier.
We're friends. So you're not constantly on the other person about something. And
you're not like, oh, I hate it when you do that. You do that all the time. It's like, well, we didn't really have that. So, okay. Amy does it. I'm learning that she does it, or I do it. Amy's learning that I do it. And we just say, okay, let's keep going, 'cause we got $1 million to win. So exactly. We think it's actually easier. And to be honest, I personally like seeing the diversity in terms of the relationships on the race. I'm not really into seeing a lot of the couples.
Yeah, it's a lot of the same on the season. So I think it's fun to have a mix of different things as well.
Okay, well,
it makes it entertaining. You don't feel like you're watching the same team all the time.
Good. Well, I'm happy that you guys are here. We did our exit interview after you guys were the winners of the Amazing Race in December. And it was sort of, it was early in the morning. You guys were driving. It was hard to hear everybody. So happy that we were able to correct that and finally get you guys back here on the podcast. And kudos to Jessica for setting this all up.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jess. Thanks for getting in contact with us. Because, I mean, I'll admit, I listened to that interview that we did at like 7 in the morning driving through Los Angeles. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, we were in the car. We almost missed the turn. It was like back on the Amazing Race all over again.
That was a rough day that we couldn't, Jim and Misty, we had a hard time hearing them. It was just it was a rough day of the exit interviews for the final four that day.
That's okay for us. I mean, we won, so.
Yeah, you didn't care.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yes. And I told the story way back when about how I ran into you guys right before you won. And you guys were very confrontational with me.
Well, okay, Rob, so you came up to me and asked, well, how do you like Rob as a podcast? I go, honestly, you guys don't give us enough credit. Or you particularly, Rob, weren't giving us any credit. And I knew the whole time that we had won.
Rob, you did not believe in us.
I gave you guys lots of credit.
Yes, Justin.
You did.
Justin.
Totally. But Rob was like, really? I mean, these characters, Amy and Maya, like, they got to get it together. Like, they're definitely not going to win. They're definitely number four. They're definitely at the bottom. They're definitely number four. And it's like, really, Rob? Like, give us some credit. Yeah. You know brains beat Ron. Like, you know that.
We learned from our mistakes in the last episode. We didn't get lost.
They didn't get lost. Okay. Look, I've eaten crow on this. I've already... I'm sure I already have apologized about this.
Apology accepted.
Yeah, I get stuff wrong.
It's just fun to bring it back up.
Okay, good. Yes, it is. It is fun. Anyway, all right. So why don't you give us your take real quick before we get into this on what are you guys seeing out there on Amazing Race 26?
Well, I'm happier with it now than I was at the beginning of the season. So the beginning of the season, I felt like all of the tasks were kind of like things I could do here, like feeding each other noodles or let's go pet cats. So I think it's picked up a little bit. And I think the racers were probably having a lot more fun these last few legs than they were at the beginning. I think things are a lot more challenging. Honestly, my favorite legs to run were those ones that you check in at the mat with a bunch of really hilarious stories and you can't believe you just did what you did that day and you're covered in sweat and dirt and rust from the armor or whatever. Like, those are the fun legs to run. So I think they look more fun to run. So it's more fun to watch, at least from my perspective.
I mean, season 26 has gone to some amazing locations.
Yes.
Like, the locations are impeccable. I mean, we went to some pretty cool places as well, but the things that they've had to do, I've even enjoyed they've had more eating challenges than we've had. I mean, we drank coconut water, but it would have been really fun, like, if we had to eat at a 1,000-year-old egg or whatever it was. Like, that would have been really cool.
You wanted to eat the egg?
Yeah, because eating is more of a challenge for me. I wanted more challenges. Like, our race was challenging, but the food element would have made it even more challenging. Like, could you imagine, like, having, like, Brooke and Rob eat that egg? Oh, my gosh. Like, it would have been literally hilarious. Like, literally, every point of that would have been literally, like, laughing over, like, dying in our chair laughing because it would have been so funny. So I really like the locations. I like the teams as well. I think that they're great, great people. I wish I would have seen a bit more competitiveness. Like, if you look at our season and you have, like, the gym, not necessarily the gym and Misty, but the gym. And then you have, you know, like, the Brooke and Robs, and you have, you know, even the firefighters or even, you know, Tim and TJ. We had a lot of yeah, kind of bigger personalities and big competitive energy. And at least in the edit of this season, they're not showing that quite as much. And so it just sort of kind of seems like they're on dates and they're just kind of going through these tasks, yeah, together, but not necessarily really competing with each other, except for this last episode. It finally got a little bit more into the competition of it. And that's what the race is about. It's about beating the other teams, not getting a date out of it.
Yeah. Jess, and I feel like you've said this as well. Like, now that we're down to only a couple of teams left, I do feel like it's starting to feel more like a regular Amazing Race season. Is that fair, Jess?
Yeah, I think it's fair. It's still a little bit geared too much toward the young dating couple element. And there's still points at which I'm not entirely sure who is who. But it's much better. It is. And it's getting exciting. Although, ironically, I think the only team that was really, like, alpha competition about this went out this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Team Sochi. I mean, they were definitely, I mean, in their profession, they're natural competitors. And, like, for instance, in our season, we had a lot of those people who automatically brought that high competition. And so I think that may be a difference as well.
And our season didn't have anybody who just kind of, like, didn't have a clue what was going on. Like, our season, it was very hard to tell who was going to go out first. Whereas this season was CJ and wherever, like, Libby, I think was her name.
Libya.
Yeah. They didn't have a chance. They were missing every type of transportation. And we knew
how to drive stick shifts on our season.
Wow.
Like, literally, like, you do not go on the Amazing Race without knowing how to drive a stick shift. Like, seriously.
Pretty much every weekend, Maya was teaching me how to drive. We were just driving up and down campus so that I would also have practiced driving.
For huge Amazing Race fans, like, that's like, oh, like, really? There's three things you got to do. Get on the Amazing Race, know how to drive a stick shift, and have your passport with you.
Okay.
Like, come on, really?
Yes.
So, oh, well.
Now, Is there a team this season that you guys are particularly rooting for? Do you have a team that really you guys feel like is the Amy and Maya of this season?
There's no Amy and Maya of this season.
There's no all-female teams. There's no friend teams either. I mean, I guess most of them are friends.
But in terms of like how they're running the race, I mean, not really. Is every team left? Have they won at least one leg?
Yeah.
There's so many leg winners this season.
Yeah. So every team has won at least one leg. Amy and I didn't have that. We didn't get second place until leg 10. And yeah, so there's no one quite like us on this season. And that's okay. I don't think we're just necessarily replaceable in that sense. But there definitely are people who are, you know, running the race in their own way, which is fun because that's kind of how we ran the race as well. But no one who's quite running it like us.
Yeah.
Now, at least they won the leg.
Is your cast still tight? Like, I feel like there's a lot of teams from your season, which were all friends during the race. And I feel like that's not really the case with Amazing Race 26.
Yeah, I mean, for our season, I mean, I think that we definitely have people. Like I talk to everyone still, as many people as I can, talk to with, trying to finish a PhD and figure out my next step in life. I just saw Shelly. I was in Philadelphia and just saw Shelly a couple weeks ago. I'm going to Pasadena pretty soon, and I'll see Tim and TJ and Allie and Cam, as well as Isabel and Dennis. So we still definitely stay in contact with people.
Our seasons, it's kind of hard too, because we had so many people who are like famous, kind of like Bethany Hamilton is a busy lady. Like
she doesn't return your calls.
Well, she's about to give birth eventually, so probably has more important.
And Whitney Duncan not returning your calls, I can sympathize with that.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh no, but Whitney, I texted Whitney.
Talked to Whitney a lot when we were first like planning the finale party.
Yeah. Ask her why she doesn't want to come on this show. When you next time you talk
we'll
to her.
We'll ask her that. Find that out
when you talk to Whitney Duncan. Why are we getting Bethany Hamilton on this show but not Whitney Duncan?
I don't know. We'll ask her. Okay, we'll ask her. Rob, what are you doing? What are you doing that's not right?
I don't know what I did. If they would just tell me, then I would know.
I think at this point they're just shunning us because it's a running joke.
Is that what it is?
I don't believe they're complicit in the gag.
I heard it was because I said that I didn't think that Amy and Maya were going to win the Amazing Race. I think they're mad at me from that.
Definitely not, I'm sure. Because most people didn't think we were going to win the Amazing Race.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes it even better. I mean, I'm kind of glad that most people didn't see it happening because we beat the odds, and it feels even better to win when you
Plus, it was fun because most of our friends and family were in such shock that it was a fun surprise for all of them.
Yeah. I know. And it was also, it was so close to the holidays that I think it was like right the Sunday before Christmas was when you guys won. Did you feel that was there an adequate time to celebrate in the Amazing Race world of your victory before we moved on to the holidays and moved on from season 25?
I mean, sometimes I feel like we're still celebrating. I mean, Maya and I are.
I am still celebrating personally.
We're going to all sorts of different like speaking events on campus. We're speaking at a refrigerator conference next week. I mean,
I know, right?
It's a big time.
Last week.
Yeah.
We're still doing a lot of speaking engagements. I mean, even just literally yesterday, I was speaking at a Phi Kappa Phi induction ceremony. I mean, it's been crazy. Yeah. So it's just continuing to go upwards for us. It's upward trajectory. So it's pretty awesome.
But
we never came down.
You guys talk about like the Amazing Race at the refrigerator conference.
Yeah.
Like how to stay cool under pressure on the Amazing Race.
I like that, Rob. I like that. We talk about our science. So we talk about candy and ice cream, and we talk about how scientists got on the Amazing Race and then
how scientists won the
Amazing
Race.
How we were successful at winning the Amazing Race. And we talk about, people sort of going out of their comfort zone and always believing in themselves and having fun.
It's been cool to talk to so many Amazing Race fans. Just that they actually got to meet us and realize we are students. We were at an event for incoming college freshmen on Friday. And so many people were surprised that we were actually students here. And we're like, we're still working on our degrees.
So we just continue literally to do more and more and more things. Like life has not slowed down. As crazy as that might seem, it's actually gotten crazier. And so, I think it's because we're scientists as well. And we're not just Amazing Race winners who, I don't know what people do in their professions, but we have a very unique profession in the fact that we research candy and ice cream. And I think that that is very interesting to the science world as well. So we've opened up a lot of doors. So it's actually pretty cool. Okay. We enjoy it.
All right. So why don't you give us your take on who do you think is the team to beat here in Amazing Race 26?
Well, clearly from this past episode, Jenny and Jelani were definitely the team to beat. I mean, it seems like everyone wanted to U-turn them.
Well, I'm surprised that you say Jenny and Jelani because that you know you have Tyler and Laura and Matt and Ashley who have been 1-2 the last couple of weeks. You feel like Jenny and Jelani are the teams that people are gunning for.
Well, they were gunning for them for the purpose of U-turning them because they had the Express Pass. Now that the Express Pass, now that that has kind of passed, that things might change going forward. But they were definitely the team that was gunning for. I mean, even in our season when, you know, I don't know why you would in a U-turn Jim and Misty in Morocco.
We weren't far enough ahead. Tim and Allie and Tim and TJ should have U-turned, and Adam and Bethany should have U-turned Jim and Misty in Morocco.
But in 26, out of all the teams that are left, Jenny and Jelani have won the most legs.
Yeah, but they haven't been doing so well these past
years. They argue a lot.
I think Laura and Tyler are the team to beat.
I mean, I think that Laura and Tyler are definitely still the team to beat, but in terms of looking at what's happened now, Jenny and Jelani are the ones that have been more successful per se when looking at all the episodes that have aired, and they had the Express Pass, so people want them out.
Okay. So here's the thing:
people have said they're the biggest competition.
So here's the more interesting question: we know who is the team to beat. Who would be the most interesting outcome? Because I think that was what I kept saying last season was like, I want Amy and Maya to win because it's the most interesting outcome. So do you guys see a team there?
Truck Stop Love definitely comes to mind there. Rochelle and Mike, they definitely are kind of the non-traditional, alpha team, I guess, to kind of win the race. But
I like that they seem like they're just having a lot of fun and being really themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't.
But it's
all the other teams. Honestly, like they all kind of seem similar.
Well. To me, I think the most interesting team to win would be Blair and Haley. I think for my money, that's the most interesting win that nobody sees.
Watch both of them react.
That would be fantastic. What is Haley's problem? Do you guys like Haley?
I don't know if she's getting a bad edit or if she just is always like that. I don't know.
I don't think Haley knows. And Haley, I love you. We're Facebook friends. Like, we're all good. But just from the edit, and I know it's an edit, I think that I think the race just got to her a little bit. She didn't know how to just take things and sort of move on. Versus Blair is like, dude, you got to calm down. She reacts. She's like a firecracker. She just reacts. And on the race, that's not very good, especially with a partner that's not like that and doesn't know you. So I think that's kind of her downfall. Whether it's an edit or not, she gave them that footage. Yeah. So she did those things.
And I wonder if she would have been different if she was racing with someone she knew.
I don't think so. I think that's who she is. But I don't know how other people run the race. They don't explode with one thing that happens.
Yeah.
Blair's and a lot more level-headed. Yeah, she doesn't know how to just let it go. And ask Blair, I think he would definitely say, let it go.
Hey, we don't want Disney to charge us here.
Don't get sued.
Sorry about that.
Yes. Yeah, I'd rather you guys make Haley mad than Disney.
Yeah, I think we could deal with Haley.
Yeah, that's fine. We could deal with Haley if you make her mad.
Okay, sorry, no Disney.
Has there been anybody on this Amazing Race season that either of you guys would consider going on a blind date with?
I'd go on a blind date with all of them. I think it'd be fun.
All of them?
Yeah, why not? Like, we'd have so much freaking fun talking about who knows what. I haven't. I'm so engrossed in my PhD research that I don't really think about dating except ice cream.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy semester. I mean, the Amazing Race stuff on top of, like, we're both, so I'm trying to do my master's bypass journal article right now. So we're both, like, kind of in intense parts of our research.
So if someone asks, would I do it? Yeah, why not? But I'm not necessarily really looking for anybody.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. That's what it comes down to.
Only time for ice cream and candy.
All right. It's a rough life.
Yeah.
It's a really rough life.
But it's almost summer for us, so it'll be good.
Okay. Now, Jess and I were talking about this the other day, where there's 5 teams left in the race, and there are, I think, 4 episodes left of the show. And so, do you guys have a sense of how it's going to go? Do you think they'll do the same thing this season, where they'll allow the 4 teams to get to the finale again and have another non-elimination leg?
I could see them doing like another the keep on racing leg like we had. I could see them doing that again. I don't know what leg it will be. I think I do like the idea of having 4 teams in the final leg, one, because we benefited hugely from it. But also, I think it makes that last leg a little bit more interesting. I mean, Brooke and Rob were in Santa Monica. They were out an hour away from where they should be. So it was like within minutes of the episode starting, it would have been pretty obvious that one of 2 teams would have won. So I think it just adds another element of drama. I mean, I don't like the mid-leg elimination. I don't like that at all, but I do kind of like having 4 teams in the final leg.
But I mean, it makes you, as racers, it makes you work that much harder.
Keeps you on your toes.
Because you know that elimination is coming up. So I actually think that it'll be kind of cool if they did do it, or if it does happen, because this season was taped while our season was still airing. So they wouldn't have been expecting it. So it's not like, oh, they've done this before. Maybe we'll get non-elimination at the, you know, leg 11 as well. So this season wouldn't even expect it. So I think it'll be kind of cool if they do it, and it adds a definitely another competitive element to it that kind of makes it fun.
They wouldn't be able to do it another season and have the racers be so surprised. Like we thought we were going to get eliminated. Like, I mean, they've never done that before. So there's this element of shock that like we're still in it.
Yeah.
And so they could only get leverage out of that for 2 races, because now everybody knows that it's happened before, or unless people don't watch the race before going on it, which they might not even make it to like 11 anyway. So who knows?
That's interesting. Were you guys mad that you guys didn't get to race with any New Kids on the Block?
It's a little after their time, Rob.
Well, we've definitely heard of New Kids on the Block. I mean, I can't.
You guys are too young to even know New Kids on the Block.
They're way too young.
Yes.
No.
Would you have rather raced with somebody from One Direction? Would you prefer to have had somebody from One Direction on the race?
No, I think we're too old for that.
Too old for that. Well, what's the sweet spot? What do you want? Like NSYNC?
Like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. Like that was our.
Well, where's Joey Fatone? They couldn't get Joey Fatone on the race?
That's next season. They'll get Joey Fatone.
Next season.
Right. Yeah. That's later on.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be on a blind date.
His blind date.
Here's your blind date. He was in NSYNC.
Blind date music duos. Gosh.
Yes.
You want to pay all their royalties or whatever to get all their.
I'm surprised they can't get like Lance Bass. I feel like he watches all these shows, right, Jess?
Yeah. And his ex was on The Amazing Race.
So. Yeah, Ryken.
Oh, really? Who's his ex?
His ex, well, won season 4 with his then husband, and then apparently went on to Hollywood and hooked up with Lance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Hey, handsome man, Ryken.
Yeah,
Mike and Lemkel. Yes.
And he got a great name.
What do you guys think about them doing a all winners edition?
Jess?
Well, now that there's enough all female teams to keep it interesting, I think.
We missed the high five.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a high five for those of you listening at home. I think it could be very interesting. I think the big problem that we've got with the all winners season is that a lot of these winners don't talk to each other anymore, and it could get very awkward. Like, I think of the ones that are couples, I think half of them have broken up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it's going to be awkward between the teams, but you're saying the actual people on the team. See, that's better. That's more interesting to me than blind date. I want to see teams that hate each other.
Put David and Rachel back together again.
Yeah, put them back together.
We only need 11. We don't need 25.
That's true.
We only need 11 of the teams.
Would you guys break up being friends to have a better chance to be on Amazing Race All Winners Edition?
What do you mean break up being friends?
Like so that they would put people that were in more conflict.
You've got like a redemption story. Like, yes, we have to reconnect.
Like Amy and Maya don't like each other anymore, but now they're on the race again.
Like, we would fake it?
Yeah.
I don't think they could fake it.
If we get right around the road again, yeah, we can do that.
Sure.
Now, what do you guys think of this idea? Let me pitch you on this idea for Amazing Race. What if they took a bunch of Amazing Race people, all people that played one time, okay? And then they had a vote, and they let the fans vote in the Amazing Racers that they wanted to see on the next season. What do you think? Would that work? Would that be a good idea?
Before it starts?
Yeah, before it starts.
Have like more fan input in. I think it would be cool, except the people that were on like season 3 and 4 and 5.
They'd be screwed. So
yeah, because like we have social media on our side that everyone knows about, and a lot more people knew about it because of social media and because of, you know, how into things people are now, and we have hashtags, you know. Yeah. You know, 7 years ago, that didn't really happen.
And I think part of it, too, is you could end up with a lot of the same type of team. I think part of what makes Amazing Race so fun to watch is you end up with a lot of different personality dynamics. And I think if it's all voted in, you could end up with a lot of the same type of people. Like, if it's picked, you get a lot of yin and yang that they can kind of play out. I don't know. You wouldn't want to watch a season of, like, 11 Brooke and Rob. Yeah. I mean, maybe you would. That actually might be kind of fun.
You wouldn't want to watch a season of 11 dating couples.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
So do you think that would that be a good idea for any of these shows to try to do a season like that?
I mean, it could be good for in terms of like the fan input, because you may get more viewership because fans
or maybe pick like one or two teams that the fans get to pick.
Like the fan choice. But
doesn't something else do that? I feel like I've seen that somewhere.
I don't know.
Yeah, something else does that.
Other things do that?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's happening on another CBS.
Then throw this idea out. If other people are doing it, throw it out. Okay.
Yeah, Rob, I feel like you got that from somewhere.
Is that what I'm recycling ideas now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got to not recycle stuff.
Survivor does it, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, so what about now a couple of these other teams that we haven't talked so much about? Let's talk about, okay, we got Jelani, we've got Blair and Haley. What about the teams at the top, the Tyler and Laura's and the Matt and Ashley's of the world? Which of those two teams do you give the edge to down the stretch?
I think Tyler and Laura run a smarter game. Since we're, you know, intellect is what got us through and got us the win. I think that they run a bit of a smarter game, and they're a bit more level headed. And they don't sort of just like kind of go like blow up and kind of go crazy. Like when Tyler left the fanny pack in the other car, when they were in, where the heck were they?
Bavaria? That was with the snow scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he left the fanny pack, Laura really stayed calm. At least they edited it for her to stay calm. So I think that they, you know, in a stressful situation, they seem to stay a little bit more level-headed. Yeah. And I think that that's going to work in their favor later on.
Okay. Jess, you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But I think we also are wondering, do we think Laura and Tyler are ever going to actually hook up?
Oh, Jess. Oh, my God. This is like girl talk.
I think that they would be super cute together. I mean, just from the race itself, they sort of kind of, like when they were in Monaco and they were like, yeah, we're bougie. We're, you know, what's Tyler's middle name?
Hayes
and Madeline or whatever it was. You know, like that's, like they sort of get each other just as friends because they're running the race as friends, it seems.
Yeah.
They get each other. So I think that they'd make a pretty cool couple as well. So I mean, they may not be like a Jason and Amy who are actually getting married in like
tomorrow.
But they feel like they have a pretty good chemistry.
They get married on a Tuesday?
Yeah. They are on a Tuesday. Sorry.
Destination weddings, Rob.
Destination wedding. Boy, is that a good deal if you get married on a Tuesday?
Yeah,
do you get a good rate?
It's cheaper. I got married on a Monday. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, same deal.
What's the cheapest day of the week to get married on? Wednesday?
I think it is Tuesday.
Tuesday. So.
Not that I'm saying Jason and Amy cheaped out. I'm saying that
I'm pretty sure they didn't. She has very good like taste.
Yeah, I mean, plus they have $1 million, so
hey, right. That's how you keep $1 million. Get married on a Tuesday.
I think it's in the Dominican Republic, and I think that they kind of wanted to like, you know, have a weekend party and stuff, and then have the wedding. So we wanted to go. School has just been in the way a little bit of things like that.
Okay. So. Fair enough. Okay. You want to open it up to questions, Jess?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of questions.
All right, let's go ahead. Scott St. Pierre is pulling some questions here with Amy and Maya. And so why don't we start off with this one from JJ Rules, who says, how annoying was Jim when he insulted you two when he says that the smell is not a travel experience when he wanted to hurt your legs?
That's a multi-part question.
Right. I'm like, those two things are like in two, like different, parts of the, two different parts
all right,
of the world.
Take them piece by piece.
Okay. I mean, Jim was pretty arrogant, but the thing is that I think when you're standing next to Jim and he's being arrogant as opposed to when you're watching him on TV are very different things as well. Like, I mean, if we're next to Jim and he's saying something that's kind of like, you're like, really, Jim? And I could turn to Jim and say, really, Jim? Whereas if you're watching it on TV, you're just kind of, I don't know, you're subject to whatever he's saying. But I mean, yeah, that wasn't very nice, was it?
No, I mean, I definitely don't think it was nice. I mean, he definitely took jabs at both of us. You know, we're in Morocco in the, you know, where they're skinning the goat hide. And I'm like, oh, it doesn't smell that bad. We're part of the culture. We're being immersed in the culture. That's kind of how I live my life. So I'm not going to go into someone's place and be like, oh my gosh, this cell smells absolutely repulsive. And someone lives like right next door. Like, I don't know, for me, that's just kind of rude. And I mean, I've grown up with cultural competency, with cultural
competency.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Competency.
There you go. There you go.
That's a hashtag, Jess.
I'm taking notes.
I think it's important to be culturally sensitive and to be competent in what you're putting out there. And so, although I didn't smell like a bed of roses, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it's
like there were
so
like
bad.
Rotting animals. Like I fell into a vat of them. I'm very sure what was in it.
But I'll admit the edit on that was hilarious. When I'm like, oh my gosh, it doesn't smell that bad. And Jim is like, Maya, it smells like shit, basically. So
wow, Jim.
It was super hilarious.
It was super hilarious. And the whole leg thing, calling us, you know, low hanging fruit, just kick Amy in the shins. You know, for us, we didn't have to put others down or physically put them down.
Or kick anybody in the shins.
So that just shows you the kind of the difference in how our minds operate. We're going to win when people are at their best. He seemed like he had to get us down for us to even win. So I think they saw us as a bigger threat than they really wanted to admit, which I would too. I mean, we're getting our PhDs.
Intellectually,
like we pack a pretty good punch. So,
yeah. So Amy, how is your leg now?
It's doing better. I was just telling Maya. So this weekend is the first time that I've been able to do the elliptical. So I'm still recovering.
Oh my God.
Some stress fractures in my pelvis, which apparently take a really long time to heal. Cause like whenever you move, you're pretty much putting stress on it. So I'm doing pretty good today. But yeah, I haven't been able to run or anything since June 22nd when we ran to the finish line, but I have no complaints. I mean, it's the amazing race. So
like, that's like a year.
Yeah. It usually takes, so I was told average is 6 months to a year, but the average person doesn't continue to run on it for 4 weeks. So I'll probably be longer than that, but at least I'm healing. At least I'm not in pain walking anymore. So that's a good thing.
Go back to Jim and Misty. What's the relationship like between you guys and Jim and Misty right now?
When the finale happened, Jim texted us a really nice message congratulating us on the win. They were not able to come out to Pasadena where we had our finale party. But actually, I haven't spoken to Jim or Misty since
the season.
The finale time frame. No, I don't think that there's a reason why we haven't.
No, I just think that they're busy. I mean, they have two little kids and they're both running different practices. I mean, I remember a couple of times we actually called their dentist office. We're like, Jim, pick up your phone. Like, we called the secretary a few times. Right. Asked us if we're interested in getting a teeth cleaning.
Right.
Anyways. But no, so I mean, I think like we get along with them. If I ever am near
South Carolina,
I'll absolutely go visit them. And I think that they would welcome that. But just we don't talk a lot.
Yeah, but do you think that part of the reason that he was so hard on you guys is that you guys are sweet scientists, you guys work in candy and ice cream, and Jim has dedicated his life to undoing the damage caused by sweets? Do you think he holds you responsible for some of the horror stories he's seen?
If he does, we sure do give him heck of business. So I think he's okay.
He should appreciate you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think honestly that Jim even admitted it. It was a hard pill to swallow seeing us win, who for him, he didn't see us as a big threat. And having them won, they, you know, they won five legs of the Amazing Race.
You got the thumb.
And having won five legs to, of the Amazing Race and, you know, losing to, you know, two, you know, rather small candy girls, as they named us, you know, for him, that was a hard pill to swallow. But hopefully everyone has been able to kind of take a step back and kind of see us as more than just candy girls. I mean, we're scientists.
Candy women.
Candy women. But I mean, we're scientists. People didn't understand that we use the left side of our brain every single day. I mean, I dream about my research right now, like literally, like it's a constant thing. And people didn't really give us that credit.
They thought we were like candy makers.
Like, right. Like, no, we're freaking scientists. Like my bachelor's is in chemistry. Like we're like that one task in Monaco should have been ours.
Oh yeah. They had to make
fragrance. Oh my God. We would have rocked
it. We would have been in and out.
Rocked it.
A minute.
All right. Let's take another question from Teddy Bluebee, who says, kale ice cream, yay or nay?
It might not be horrible.
Kale flavored with maybe a little sea salt. It could be kind of interesting. Have you tried it?
I haven't. Jess, have you tried it? Was that what?
No, I've had basil ice cream, and that was pretty great.
Yeah,
basil ice cream.
Yeah, okay. Savory ice creams do work. It does work.
Okay. Take your word for it.
Garlic ice cream is also great.
Like bacon, like people, I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Nicholas Hartman wants to know, would you rather eat a 1,000-year-old egg or get a Singaporean massage?
Singaporean massage.
You'd rather massage. Yeah, you'd rather that. I thought you wanted to eat the egg, Maya.
I do, but the massage was so epic. Like, I love the massage. I liked getting it as well as seeing the edit of it was freaking hilarious. Like,
so did you guys actually feel like your toxins had been removed?
I wish I would have known to have looked for that.
I did not feel like my toxins were removed. I couldn't even sleep on my back for the next few nights bathe.
We were just pissed at Brooke and Rob for not U-turning the cyclist. And like, what are you guys doing? Like, that's all we could think about. We couldn't think about the toxins and the detox.
Not only were the toxins probably not removed, but it was very hard to bathe for the next few days as well. Because like the soap and the back and the water just was, yeah. So toxins as well as like ox, whatever, plow.
Yeah. And then the 1,000-year-old egg, would I think would put more toxins in your body.
Yeah, I've heard they're not actually 1,000 years old. I think they're like pickled or stored someplace.
They're like
six months old.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. They're just called that. I mean, I don't eat egg, but
I generally don't eat black eggs. So,
I mean,
be a new experience for both.
Either one would
no
have been
place for that, Amy.
Race. Like all of your hesitancies go out the window when it's the Amazing Race. So,
yeah, okay. All right, let's take another question. This is from George Wise, who said, what country visited so far this season would Amy and Maya have liked to visit on their race?
All of them? I think so. Well, they're in Germany. Yeah. I mean, Amsterdam, I think their route is cooler than ours, I think.
Namibia is pretty awesome. I mean, seeing those wild animals, that would have been freaking spectacular.
I mean, the only place we went in Africa was Morocco, which is cool, but it's very, very different than when you traditionally think of Africa.
Were you guys upset you didn't get to dress up in bougie clothes in Monaco?
No.
No, I mean, I've been to Monaco. Monaco is I've driven from Nice to Monaco before, and it is gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. I like that leg because they spent so much time on foot because Monaco is so small. But I couldn't imagine having to run in those dresses. And yeah. I mean, at least they didn't have their backpacks with them. Yeah. But I wouldn't have necessarily wanted to go to Monaco because I've been, but I mean,
Namibia awesome.
Would be freaking.
They went to Tokyo and then they were in Thailand.
They were in Thailand too. I mean, I would have honestly, their route is spectacular, but I mean, on our route, we went to the Shetland Islands. Like that was freaking beautiful. We went to Malta, like another beautiful place.
Places that we would never have probably gone on our own. I mean, it's really hard to get to Shetland Islands. You have to take a 13-hour ferry to get there. And I don't think I would have seen myself planning that in my vacation.
Yeah. What'd you guys think of the candy they ate in Monaco? Did that look like it was up to snuff?
Oh yeah, the chocolates?
Yes.
Definitely. I mean, they were really pretty at least.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they look really pretty truffles.
Were you guys disappointed you didn't get to take that many selfies while you were running the Amazing Race?
I don't really like watching that, but I wish we had a camera. Also, the other thing that's kind of about the season is that when people give them the directions or they see a map, they take a picture of it on their selfie cam. So they don't have to, you're not sitting there stressed out writing things down. So like, and that's, I mean, that was the hardest part of the race for us was the whole direction component. So if we could have taken a picture of someone's phone
or use a GPS in our board, that would have been really nice.
Jess, really, do you know about this scandal?
Hmm? Yeah, I have heard about this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not feeling it. I mean, you guys are huge Amazing Race fans. Like, really, like part of the race is having to figure it out.
Figure it out. I mean,
a photo of it, or you have a GPS on your car that you use, it takes away from that stressful element of the race.
I mean, we stopped and probably asked 50 people in Copenhagen for directions. Like, we made 50 friends that we wouldn't have had if we didn't. Yes.
Well, had a GPS. What do you guys think of the proposed rule change that you should be allowed to Snapchat a picture of a map and then you can look at it for 10 seconds and then it disappears? Would you guys be in favor of that for the next season?
Sure, just because I want to see you write Bertram a letter about incorporating Snapchat into the
Dear main. Bertram, there is an app called Snapchat, which would allow the racers to be able to take a picture of a map for up to 10 seconds.
Oh, we have it for 10 seconds. And then it goes away and they will never be able to see it again.
It goes away.
You're like, what is this?
Yeah, teams will have up to 10 seconds to look at the picture of the map on their phone.
You're still explaining it, right?
Why haven't they called us yet? We come up with the best ideas.
Yeah, that would be good. All right. Glenn Kong says, is it fair to say that Truck Stop Love is this season's Sweet Scientist? Yes. Are they,
I didn't say that this week.
Jess said it.
I don't necessarily think it's fair to say. I think
they're running a different race than we ran, but if you want to look at it as, are they considered kind of the underdog? Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, they won a leg.
They won an early leg too.
And the Sweet Scientists ran a more strategic game than the edit gave credit to. When Amy gave Bethany Hamilton the shoes on going into leg two of the race on our season, that was a strategic move to get Adam and Bethany, a physically strong team, kind of on our side. When we sort of kind of wanted to lay low, that was a strategic move on our part. I don't really think that that's how a lot of teams run the race, but that's how we ran the race. I mean, I wouldn't say that they're comparable. We actually kind of knew what was going on a little bit more than Rochelle and Mike seemed to in general.
I think running a really like mentally smart game is hard to air on television.
It is hard to air on television. I mean, and that's literally how we ran the race. Okay. So,
all right.
And it also didn't help that I was like limping. I think had I not been limping, we probably would have looked a lot stronger.
Okay. This is from Adrian Gonzalez. How do you guys feel about a fans versus favorite season? Like teams of favorites versus teams of fans.
I think you have a really big advantage having done the race before.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think that if they ever did a fans versus favorite season, I think that the favorites would dominate. I'm theorizing this. I don't have any evidence to support this, Jess.
All right.
But I think they could do a
bunch of favorites and they partner them like blindly with a fan. I think that could be kind of fun to watch. Maybe. Mm. I don't know.
Well, that would be fun.
I just think the favorites have a huge, huge advantage over the fans because you learn so much.
I'm not really into the whole blind partnering. I mean, I think it takes away from the essence and the element of the race of running with someone that you have a pre-existing relationship with. That is the Amazing Race. And I get that they want to change it a little bit, but it sort of kind of brings in another layer that's not necessarily needed. I wish they would have not had that and made them not have a GPS. Stick to what makes the Amazing Race the Amazing Race. Like,
stick to the plan.
Why do you have a GPS? Like, I was literally flabbergasted. Like, they are using a GPS. I could not believe it. The next day in lab,
Maya was fuming.
Oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't really use a GPS. Like, it's the Amazing freaking race.
Yeah. No GPS. All right. George Wise says, other than learning to drive stick, what other training did Amy and Maya do before going on the race?
We did a lot. So we did both like mental and physical. So we did a ton of workouts. I don't know if you've heard of Insanity. It's like a crazy workout. We did that every morning.
That's why they call it that.
Yeah. We'd either do like running or lifting at night. And then we just try to do as many random things as we could think of. We did minute to win it games in our lab. We did, we went rock climbing one day. We went on a hike. We did a lot of driving.
We did some orienteering. Yep. We did some map reading of different countries.
We learned how to ballroom dance. We watched a YouTube video and tried to learn to ballroom dance.
Wow.
Yeah. Just as many, because I mean, the biggest thing about the Amazing Race is you can't actually prepare for specific things, but it's about how quickly can you pick up a brand new task. So we tried to pick up as many brand new tasks together as we could. And like, how do we both get out of our element and learn to do something in a quick amount of time?
So. And along that, we also learned sort of kind of like who's the more dominant person in certain aspects of whatever we're doing. And we also watched so many seasons of The Amazing Race. I mean,
The Excel spreadsheets we have are crazy.
Yeah, The studying the race definitely helped. It gave insight into how other people have played the game, as well as, you know, although we weren't in it at that moment, we could sort of talk about how we would react or what kind of task we would want to do and who would do the task. It definitely helped to watch the seasons. But when you're on it, there's nothing like being on it. Being on it is definitely way different than watching it.
Wow.
Way. So.
Well, how long did you have? It sounds like you guys did a lot. Like, how long did you actually have?
A year.
A whole year?
No, we didn't have a year. So we didn't find out until March that we were going on the race. And then we started preparing. We just basically increased the amount of preparation. But we were preparing from about January to May. Even though we didn't know we were going on it, we had an idea that maybe we would be going on it. So we said, why not start preparing? And we started working out like crazy. We even did like mock Amazing Race things around Madison, which definitely helped us as well. So,
all right, let's take a few more questions. This is from Gary B. Gary B says, would you run the race again in an all-star? Yes, right?
Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
Amy, you haven't even healed from your injuries yet.
I mean, yeah, I'm in better shape than I was last time when I left for the race.
Okay, but I want you to put I want you to make sure you're putting your health first.
Well, we're not going to get called back like tomorrow. They just did an all-star season. They're going to wait a couple seasons before they do another one.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
You got to stay in fighting shape though.
Okay.
Be ready anytime.
We won, so maybe we could win that way again.
Yeah.
Okay, but and you wouldn't be worried they're going to make you guys both go on blind dates?
No, I wouldn't be worried about it. I mean, we're sort of like, we are the sweet scientists. And so for them to break that up would be kind of interesting, but I don't really know if they would do that.
Yeah. Everybody loves the sweet scientists. Actually, one of your fans wrote to me, they recorded something just for sweet scientists. You want to hear this?
Definitely.
Okay. Sure. I'm kind of nervous.
They love sweet scientists. They made a bumper for you.
Neat. Sweet.
Neat, sweet. What do you think of that?
Is that from? I've heard that before.
That's for you guys.
I haven't heard it before.
That's a hashtag for you guys. Neat, sweet.
I don't think that one's in use.
You could use that.
I mean, I can't.
You could do t-shirts.
I mean, definitely appreciate that.
Neat, sweet.
Neat, sweet.
It sounds a little like risque.
Whoa. All right. It's perfect. It's perfect. Okay. This is from ID Institute. Who are the Amy and Maya pulling to win this season?
I'm pulling for Laura and Tyler and Ginny and Jelani.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy to see any of the teams win. It'd be cool for Jelani to win because he's a Wisconsin Badger. He got his undergrad degree where we currently are in school.
Go Badgers!
I mean, I liked all the teams. I think they're all having a lot of fun. There's nobody that I don't want to see win. I really liked Allie and Steve. I'm sad to see them go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you guys like the Winter Olympics because it keeps the ice cream very cold?
I think I might prefer the Summer Olympics because more people will eat ice cream in the warmer weather.
Okay. All right. Let's go to, it's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. Now, JJ Rules will say, would we see one of you guys on Survivor and follow the same path as Natalie? Would you guys go on Survivor now, like twinnies?
I would do it if asked. I mean, I think Amazing Race is a lot more fun because you get to travel. I would never, you couldn't pay me enough to do Big Brother. I wouldn't want to be locked in a house with crazy people for 90
Why?
Days.
Why not?
At least Survivor, you're on like an island.
Yeah. Okay. But you don't have to run anywhere.
I would do I would do Survivor, and I'd actually do Big Brother. I think the race is so interesting because on the race, you all saw a certain side of Amy and Maya. You know, like, we didn't want to deceive, we didn't want to lie, we didn't want to cheat, because that's the way we wanted to run the Amazing Race. On those other shows, on Survivor and Big Brother, you sort of have to do those things along the way. And so it would be interesting to see people like us do it, because people have these preconceived notions of how we are as people, and that maybe we don't have this other side that can be kind of mischievous in some ways, but we do, and we could do it. It would just be kind of a different mindset. Yeah. But we're scientists, so we sort of analyze and overthink everything. So I think it'd be kind of cool to have scientists on those shows, because we would approach the race in a bit of a different way than the normal regular person.
Okay, let's take one more question, and then let's get another question from Jess. This is from Spicy Wasabi. Would you prefer an ice cream or chocolate eating roadblock? If you had to do one, what would you guys choose?
Probably ice cream.
Taste wise, I consume ice cream.
It's a detour. The detour is ice cream or chocolate.
I would definitely want to do ice cream because I love ice cream, but it would probably be smarter to do chocolate because ice cream is too cold to eat it so fast. So that would be more of a hindrance than not.
Mm. Jess, what would you pick? Ice cream or chocolate in the detour?
I think I'd have to pick chocolate. I think ice cream, like, I don't want brain freeze, and I don't want to have to, like, drink melted ice cream out of the bottom, because you know they're going to give you volume.
Mm.
And
yeah. Oh, my God.
But also, if it's, like, hot and you're really thirsty, I don't know.
A milk is a bad choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good detour. Let me put that in my letter to Bertram.
Yeah, ice cream. Okay,
after the Snapchat thing.
They must drink melted ice cream.
There should be a detour called chocolate or ice cream.
Right. I like that, Rob.
You have to pick one.
Sad that our season didn't have any fun puns in the detours. Like, one of my favorite detours, I forget what season it was on. It was Pack-a-Box or Pachyderm. And there was one with, like, elephants, and the other was with their putting
what
ginger
about in. This or that? Are you throwing shade at this or that?
I mean, well, this or
I like this or that. I thought it was great because we had literally no clue what we were doing.
It took us so long to get to whichever one we ended up doing also.
I liked it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't change anything about our season. It's not just because we won, but it's because it really, like, we really enjoyed it. We don't know anything but our season, to be honest. And it was what they say, it's an adventure of a lifetime. So
okay,
it was fun. It was great.
Okay. Jess, any other question for Amy and Maya?
I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Is it different watching the show now that you've been on it? Like, do you feel more sympathetic toward people or
less sympathetic?
I feel less sympathetic that nobody knows how to drive a stick, because they should not do that.
Mike, Virgin, Kurt, come on, guys. You go on the Amazing Race knowing that you're going to drive stick. Like, that, I was literally, like, I called Virgin and I was like, what is going on here? Like, really, what's going on?
Yeah. Okay.
So you both can drive stick, right? You both learned it. You didn't, like, rely on one of you?
Mm-mm. No. I mean, I drive stick for a living. Like, that's the only car I have. So but it's inevitable. You have to know how to drive stick on the Amazing Race. You know that from the get-go. But, you know, you don't watch the race the same anymore.
Yeah, you understand, like, you pick up certain things. Like, it's fun to see people in the crew that we know in the background, or, like, the security people in the background, or, like, sometimes people are kind of, like, awkwardly shuffling as they're reading their clue because you know that their camera is telling them, stand here and read your clue. Like, you notice things like that a little bit more. And I also feel like I'm a lot more sympathetic when people miss things on the clue, because we did that a lot. Like, it's so easy to do because there's so much information and you're in a hurry. And so you watch it very differently.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Amy and Maya, you guys came on with us and knocked it out of the park. Great job, Amy and Maya. Thank you guys for talking about this season of the Amazing Race with us, our reigning Amazing Race champions. What will you guys do with the new champions? Will you guys place a congratulatory phone call or telegram to the new Amazing Race winners?
Like messenger pigeons or something?
Yes. What will you do for the new winners? Or will you wait for them to contact you? Will you big time them?
Oh, no. Definitely contacting them. actually have gotten invites to come to the finale. I graduate that same day as the same night as the finale, so I won't be able to go to the finale, but definitely we'll have a congratulatory phone call.
Okay.
It's
just a bad weekend. I wish it was like the weekend earlier or the weekend after.
Yeah. So definitely a congratulatory phone call. And I mean, even when the new cast was announced, like we were talking to people on Facebook, we have some of their numbers, I've talked to them because, you know, there's nothing like running the Amazing Race. And now you have that in common. And
we were definitely so appreciative of all the past racers who reached out to us, because there's this whole like community of Amazing Race fans that you're like, who are these people and why are they contacting me? You know, there's an initial like.
Well, tell me what did Dave and Connor do for you guys after you won? Did they send flowers?
They did not send flowers. They did say congratulations
on Twitter or in real life.
We do not have their phone numbers. So it was on like Facebook or something.
On Facebook, Jess, that's weak sauce, I think.
I don't know. I've got their Skype.
Yeah.
Well, you should tell them that.
Did they
get into flowers or whatever?
Yes. Yeah. Were Dave and Rachel secretly upset that Amy and Maya won and that's why they didn't make up public?
They were happy. So happy.
Rachel and her now husband actually came to watch a few episodes with us.
They're so happy.
Dave was so confused. He texted us that week and he was like, wait, what? You guys won?
Okay.
He definitely, compared to the way they ran the race, he was like, who are these crazy people? But no, I mean, they've been great. And you know, Madison, maybe you should write this to Bertram too. Get another set from Madison, Wisconsin, because Madison, Wisconsin is two for two. So they need another couple from Madison, Wisconsin, and we may be able to knock it out the park again.
All right.
Wait two seasons.
Then make all the teams
from Madison, Wisconsin.
From Madison, Wisconsin.
Then it's a shoe-in.
And see what happens.
Right.
Because
to Bertram.
They are two for two so far.
Yes.
Your friend in time. Rob Cisternino. All right, I will send this after the show is over. I'm gonna put this find a stamp and get that to Bertram. All right, Amy Maya, thank you again for coming on with us. We really appreciate it. Give out your Twitter for everybody so we can follow you guys on social media.
Sure, I'm at Amy E. DeYoung.
Okay.
And I'm at Maya Warren.
Okay. And I just started following you guys both. So I'm on board now.
Woo-woo, we're okay. There.
All right. Jess, and then you and I will be back this Friday night.
We sure will. And
yeah, they're in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Uh-oh. We know what that means, Amy. Yes.
Just what?
That's a wild place to go, right?
The wild place to go. What if they have to eat brownies with you know what in it?
Yeah, hey, it's 420.
Searching through some wooden shoes.
Yeah.
I actually have a pair of wooden shoes.
I think there are wooden shoes in the preview, so.
No, okay. There are.
It's all happening.
The Netherlands is a pretty cool place to go, so.
Amy and Maya, which team is going to be most psyched to go to Amsterdam?
Most psyched?
I think it's going to be Team Truck Stop Love. That's my guess.
Truck Stop Love.
Truck Stop Love, I think, is going to be pumped up, Jess.
Or Tyler and Laura. I think Tyler and Laura could be
pretty Team SoCal. SoCal could go
either way. They're pretty laid back. We got to give them that.
Yeah. Not too bougie. Okay.
Right. But the thing about SoCal is that they can go between. You know, if they have to be bougie, they can. If they got to be, you know, getting high up in Amsterdam, they can do that too. So...
Okay.
So I think they're pretty good.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for checking out this special Amazing Race coverage. Thanks, Scott St. Pierre, for pulling all the questions behind the scenes. And appreciate everybody who's been hanging out and chatting with us today. And again, great job, Jess, for putting this all together. All right. Take care, everybody. We have so much more to do. Check out my exit interview with Steve and Allie on RobinsonWebsite.com. And then we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye.